This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Brasserie La Chulette Les Sans Culottes. It's a blonde beer de garde category 16D. It's a 7% ABV beer. Les Sans Culottes means basically the pantless. culottes are, I guess, a kind of trousers. Sans is without, and les is sort of the plural of the. So, must be talking about a group of people without pants. So I'm sure there's like a artistic reference to that somehow, but it's just sort of an amusing translation on the face of it. Anyhow, it's a blonde beer de garde. So taking a look at it, it's a medium deep gold color. It's got a moderate sized white head. It's clear. It's not brilliant, but it's clear. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma is a mild, bready, toasty malt character, which is nice, sort of setting your mind in the right place. That's about as dark as you would expect a malt to be in a blonde beer. So you're getting the malt character. It should be a malty beer. However, I'm also getting a little bit of papery notes, like it might be a little oxidized. It's a little earthy. There's some very light esters. It's malt focused, but overall it's sort of a mild tone to the aroma. It's mostly toasty, but it's got sort of a crackery kind of aroma to it. So it's not like a deep toast. It's interesting. It's not bad. I wish it was fresher. I wish there was a little bit more esters to it. So I'll give it a 10 for aroma. Tasting it, I'm getting a toasty malt. The same sort of crackery flavor. It's lightly corked. Is that from a corked bottle, and there's a little sort of a cork flavor there. It's also a little bit papery. Cork can let in some oxygen, so I think it's a touch oxidized. Bitterness is medium low to medium. Alcohol is there. It makes it seem more like a medium bitterness. The balance is malty, but there's a dry finish. There's malt in the aftertaste. Malt's rich, but not sort of intense like a Bock. I'm not really getting many esters, which is a little unusual. I like the toasty malt character, the dryish finish. I'll take off a point for needing some esters and another point for the sort of lightly oxidized character. So I'll give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. It's a medium-high carbonation. It's smooth. And there's a little bit of warming to it. I'll give it a 5. So overall, it's really pretty nice. The malt is good. It's a toasty, crackery flavor. The balance is towards the malt, which is good. It's a little on the dry side, but it is a malty beer. It's possibly a little stale, but the malt is really covering it up pretty well. There's a little bit of cork character there, too. It's faint but noticeable. There's not really a whole lot you can do about that. happens in some of these imports. The bitterness and dryness that are there does help improve the drinkability. It's not cloying or sweet. Normally I'd expect this to have a little bit more esters, particularly if it was getting a little oxidized. It's weird that it doesn't have many. So I'll give it an 8 overall for a total score of 44. So that's the Brasserie La Chulette, Les Sans Culottes. It's a 16D Blonde Beer de Garde.